called up my baby on Saturday night. I said, let's go to the movies. She said, alright. I said, I'll go to the drugstore and get us some beer, and then we'll go to the drive-in. How'd that be, dear? She said, alright then, why not? Alright then, why not? Well, soon at the drive-in we were cuddling close. My girl whispered to me that I was the most. I said, come on, precious baby, I think that you're fine. Let's hop in the backseat so we can recline. She said, alright then, why not? Alright then, why not? Well, I still remember that passion-filled night when me and my baby, we held us so tight. Well, soon my sweet baby, well, she was with child. She said we must marry, and I sort of smiled and said, alright then, why not? Alright then, why not? I dropped out of high school to join the Marines, but since I had asthma and was still in my teens, they said go to a trade school, learn how to weld. I got so excited, I jumped up and yelled. I said, alright then, why not? Alright then, why not? I had all the happiness a union job brings. I was working in a welding, building large metal things. We soon had a child and a high credit line. Now my wife wants a dachshund, I guess that's fine. I said, alright then, why not? Alright then, why not? Voice would emanate from my sink and say, Satan is angry, his name's been defiled. You must strangle your wife and you must blow up your child. I said, alright then, why not? Alright then, why not? Well, here in my prison cell they thought I'd atone, but since there's a sink here, well, I wasn't alone. Sink often told me just how Satan felt, and told me to hang myself using my belt. I said, alright then, why not? Alright then, why not?